This is Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty here. We got one final segment. We got to talk with Tanya Ganguly and Sean Pendergast and friends. The Texans have two 500-yard receivers. They're both on pace for 1,000 yards this season. That's, of course, DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson. It's come, if you want to say, at the expense of the tight ends getting the ball, but if you're able to move it that way and you're able to feed the two guys who were first-round picks, you're doing some things right.
Yeah, no question. It's funny you bring that up. Like, that's it's great for those two guys, and when you say that, that's the first thing I think of is, oh, where the tight end's been, because we know this, while those two guys have been pretty prolific, DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson, this hasn't been a prolific passing offense overall, right, in terms of just being able to impose its will on other teams. And they've done it in different ways. You know, Andre's been kind of more the short game guy, almost like a souped-up H-back almost, whereas DeAndre Hopkins has been not only great down the field for the Texans, but one of the best receivers down the field in the NFL this year statistically.
Yeah. But downfield receiving could be big for them this week because the Eagles secondary, our Eagles writer told me, well, if you ask an Eagles fan, you'll get a lot of profanity when you talk about their secondary.
I think you might get a lot of profanity if you ask them about anything, but that's a subject for another time. Okay, it's that portion of the program where we got to get into the keys of the game. Sean, what do the Texans need to do?
I think one thing on each side. I think we talked earlier about trying to stay out of unfavorable down and distance situations. A lot of the times that they've gotten into those situations this year, it's been because of sloppy play on the offensive line, penalties on the offensive line, whether it's pre-snap or whether it's holds or whatever the case may be. I think they need to play clean on the offensive line. I think they'll be able to run the ball, but being able to stay out of penalties. And then I think on defense, tackling. You know, we saw earlier in the year, this was a good team from the front seven all the way to the back in terms of wrapping up and not allowing yards after the catch. If there's any team in the league that's going to hurt you with yards after the catch, it's the Eagles.
Yeah, Darren Sproles said on Tuesday, at least, that he's going to play against the Texans, and he is a slippery little back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My two keys to the game are exploiting that secondary. If they can do that, that's going to go a long way to helping them, because the Eagles have a very powerful offense, and they have powerful special teams, which is my second key to the game,
yeah,
preventing those big returns. They're the only team in the league that's had a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown. So that's very helpful for the Eagles in their record this year.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said that's one of the key matchups to watch. Mm-hmm. He talked about that earlier in the week. Well, Battle Red Sunday is tomorrow. It's the only jersey in which the Texans are winners. They're 9-6 all time in the Battle Red jersey. See, we give you the little, you know, weird facts. You like that?
Yeah,
you like that?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good.
I think it's a good look, too, the red top on the white pants. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, Sean Pendergast, thanks so much. Listen to Sean on Sports Radio 610. Also read his stuff in the Houston Press. And Tanya of ESPN, ESPN.com, great to see you as well.
Thanks,
we appreciate you guys coming on, and we appreciate you watching. We can't wait to talk with you again next week, hopefully after a win over the Titans. Excuse me, the Titans was last week, but the Eagles, I'm thinking so many things in my head here, but the Texans have a bye next week. So until then, bye bye to you. I'm Drew Doherty. We'll see you next time.